I will stop here, hoping that if you are interested, I can show the slides I used last time, and I comment about a few things that I was told that some of the brothers and sisters here had some questions about. And I just mentioned, I mentioned last time, the verse in Surah Al-Hadid, where the Quran reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Verily, we have sent down fire, have sent down iron, in which there is great might and many useful uses for human beings. And I said that it has been proved, beyond any doubt, that all the iron in our earth, which is an immense quantity, iron in our planet exceeds one third of the total mass of the earth. The earth has got a solid inner core that's mainly composed of iron and nickel, a molten outer core mainly composed of iron and nickel, four different layers of mantle, each containing an appreciable quantity of iron, and an outer crust with plenty of iron. Nobody could have dreamt of the fact that this iron was sent to us from outer space. But the verse explicitly says, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ, verily we have sent down fire. And I mentioned that I mentioned that when people started to look into the chemical composition of the universe, they noticed that hydrogen contains more than 74% of the observed universe. And this is followed by helium, represents 24%. So hydrogen and helium together constitute more than 98% of the observed universe. All the other rest of the 105 elements we know of constitute less than 2%. When the scientists looked into the sun, they noticed that there is no iron that's generated in the sun. The sun, the highest element, the heaviest element produced in the sun is silicon aluminium. So the question was raised, where did the iron, the great quantity of iron on our planet, came from? Looking into outer space, they noticed much hotter stars than the sun, which are known as the novae. The novae has got temperatures that range between 300 billion to 400 billion degrees centigrade. It is in these stars that iron is created. But once the percentage of iron reaches 50% of the total mass of the nova, it explodes. And as it explodes, its pieces are shattered to outer space to enter into the gravitational field of heavenly bodies that need iron. This has driven present-day scientists to believe that our Earth started as a heap of dust. A heap of dust on separation from the sun. It was no more than a heap of dust. A heap of dust that does not contain anything heavier than aluminium silicon. And then it was bombarded by great quantities of iron. And this iron, by virtue of its density, it penetrated to the core of that heap of dust. It did cause that heap of dust to melt and differentiated that heap into seven earths. A solid inner core that's mainly composed of iron and nickel, a molten outer core mainly composed of iron and nickel, four different layers of mantle, each containing plenty of iron and nickel, and an outermost crust containing plenty of iron. I also mentioned that this discussion, which I had in Australia a few years ago, when a professor of chemistry asked me to compare between the number of the surah in the Holy Quran and the atomic weight of iron, and the number of the verse in the surah and the atomic number of iron. I would like to explain this. Each element has got the atomic weight, which is the total mass of the atom compared to the hydrogen atom, and atomic number, which is the number of positive or negative charges in the atom. Iron has got an atomic weight of about 56, and atomic number 26. The number of the surah is 57, and the number of the verse in the surah is 25. So this has created some confusion in the minds of brothers who know chemistry. But I explained it to the brother who raised the question to me, that the Quran itself has explained this. The Quran in one of its verses says, addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِيَ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. We have given you seven of the couplets and the great Quran. The seven couplets are Al-Fatiha. So Al-Fatiha is the introduction of the Holy Quran. It's not the surah number one. So if I delete Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Hadid, the chapter on iron in the Quran, becomes number 56, which is exactly the atomic weight of iron. Again, if I look to Fatiha, I'll find the verses in Fatiha are 6. And Al-Basmala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is the 7th verse. So we came to realize that Al-Basmala in every surah is a verse. So if we add Al-Basmala in Surah Al-Hadid to the 25 verses, the verse on the Hadid becomes 26, which is exactly the atomic number of ayah. Inshallah, I don't want to confuse you too much, but I can explain this on a sheet of paper and leave it behind me here. And before I stop, I would like to mention here that this is a brotherly invitation for everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, to expose himself or herself to the blessings of the Holy Quran. This is, I repeat again, the Holy Quran is the only form of divine guidance within the hands of man today that has been kept intact in exactly the same language of revelation, Arabic language, preserved by the will of Allah, word to word and letter to letter. Everybody is invited to read the Quran, even in a translation, although we know that whatever clever the translator may be, he can never do justice to the permeation of divine nature within the words of the Holy Quran in Arabic. Yet, read the Quran even in the translation and judge for yourselves whether this is the word of God or the word of man. I hope I haven't made that story too long. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.